This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Police in Chicago are seizing soaring numbers of handguns equipped with auto sears. Those are illegal, thimble-sized devices known on the street as switches. They turn pistols into machine guns. Coupled with an extended magazine, they enable shooting as many as 20 rounds a second. A WBEZ and Chicago Sun-Times investigation finds switches and extended magazines are increasingly making their way to the city's streets. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell reports.
Kimberly Saunders says her son Parnelius is still reeling. I can see it when she has me over to their apartment on the near north side to meet him and tell me what happened to him this year. She says one night in May, she heard rapid-fire gunshots outside.
It sounded like just automatic. I used to watch these war movies as a kid, so it sounded like one of those machine guns.
She rushed to the scene.
I saw about 20 kids running across the street. You just heard kids screaming.
Saunders suddenly stops her story. Parnelius has stood up. He's leaving the room.
You all right, baby?
I'm trying to cry.
That's all right, but you could go ahead and cry. Go to the bathroom. Okay. Go ahead, baby. I love you. Can I have a hug?
Hearing the retelling of that traumatic night is too much for Parnelius. Saunders hugs him, and he leaves. She takes a deep breath.
I saw bodies on the ground. It was 3 people laying there just in puddles of blood.
One of them was 17-year-old Parnelius. She says the hospital told her he'd suffered 9 gunshot wounds.
He had blood coming from everywhere. Whatever we saw, we put pressure on.
Parnelius was among 7 people wounded in that shooting who survived. 2 others died. Prosecutors say the gunman fired in bursts, 21 shots in all, from a Glock pistol with an extended magazine and an automatic switch that turned the weapon into a machine gun. A WBEZ and Sun-Times investigation has found that the number of Chicago police seizures of switch-equipped handguns has surged since 2018. So has the number of extended magazines that can add dozens of bullets to a gun's capacity. During these same years, a larger share of the city's shootings have been mass shootings, killing or wounding 4 or more people. Police Superintendent David Brown last month told reporters these trends are linked.
Not just here, everywhere in the country is seeing just an explosion of switches and extended high-capacity magazines.
So these switches, these auto sears, here's how they work. Many handguns sold by licensed gun stores are semi-automatic. That means just one shot for every squeeze of the trigger, like this Glock pistol recorded at a gun range. An auto sear turns a pistol into an automatic. The gun keeps firing as long as the trigger is held. Here's what that Glock model sounds like with a switch in a video from the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Many of the switches that Chicago police have seized were made in China.
Order one through the mail, off of eBay, whatever.
James Barlow heads an ATF officer training division.
There's going to be a trail from wherever that's imported into the country that could possibly lead to the individual end user who purchased one. But we're kind of in a transition period, really, I think.
Barlow says more and more switches for the U.S. market are now made domestically. Most of those are 3D printed.
If you 3D print one, there's like zero way to trace it to you.
As the presence of handguns with switches has increased in Chicago, so has their cachet in popular culture. A rapper from Chicago's South Side dropped this video. The track is called Glock with a Switch. It mainly shows a room full of young men showing off those weapons. It has more than 3 million views online.
The federal government requires a special license to own a machine gun. That dates back to a 1934 law aimed at Tommy guns used by Chicago gangsters like Al Capone.
Under that law, the feds consider switches to be machine guns, even switches that are not attached to a weapon. The penalty for breaking that law is up to 10 years in prison. To find out how the switches and extended magazines are circulating, my colleague Frank Main of the Sun-Times reached a trafficker from the city's southwest side who says he has sold hundreds of converted Glock pistols in the last year.
If you have a switch, you need a mag, an extended mag, right?
Right. It's like hot dogs and mustard. You know what I'm saying? If you have a switch, you got to have extended mags.
This gun seller spoke about his illegal activities on the condition we not name him. He says there's something that makes this weaponry especially attractive to people wanting to maximize harm. It's concealable in a waistband or coat, unlike a rifle.
It's more compact, you know what I'm saying, instead of having a big old AK-47.
Have you questioned selling these things, knowing what the outcome can be when guys use them?
Yeah, well, it's like selling drugs. It's like selling dope. If you really think about what's going to happen and the outcome, you're not getting anywhere. Your mind is money.
Democrats in the U.S. Senate are pushing for a national strategy against auto sears, but some gun control advocates say cracking down on the switches themselves is probably a lost cause. They say the focus should be to require manufacturers like Glock to make their pistols harder to convert to machine guns. A Glock spokesperson did not respond to questions or interview requests.
Just to know that you have a gun that can cause this type of damage, it should be against the law.
Kimberly Saunders is that mother whose son was shot 9 times in the May incident.
Those type of machinery, it should not even be able to be manufactured. You're just putting people at risk for money.
Saunders says it's a miracle her son survived. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.
This story's reporters included Frank Main and Tom Shuba of the Sun-Times, WBEZ's Matt Kiefer and Charmaine Runes. We have more about auto sears and extended magazines at WBEZ.org.